אמר רב אשר דאמר מן המיגו חירש וחיקח שגביר מופיע מתרב שקנה חירש קנה חיקח. כן, בגמרא יש להם החירש קנה ונס ולחיקח במאי קנה. רשי הזמזל בגמרא that the Gemara is asking that the Chayrish has a Kinyan of Nedar Kishon. As being that it's not a real Kinyan, it's only a Kinyan of Nedar Kishon, how could you say, Migu de Zachi Lenafshe, Zachi Lechavre? I mean, he's only Zaycha Medin Dar Kishon. Rehu and Rashi, the Kinyan of Nedar Kishon is not a Kinyan Gemura. As Kivin Chikane, it's Kilo, it's Munachal Gabi Karka. As you can't say, Migi de Zachila Nafshe. Ala Zog de Gemara, Ala Ema Chayrish Koina, Pikeach Loi Koina. Shlochin Ami, you can't say Migi de Zachi from the Chayrish to the Pikeach, but you could say it from the Pikeach to the Chayrish. Ay, as Umay Migui. If the Pikeach is Loi Zacha, אז what's the migui? Migui the shnei chashim ba'alma kani hanami kani. As this gemara is a very shver gemara, the gemara just says that you can't say migui because the pikeach is not koina. As what is the gemara answer that you can say migui atu shnei chashim? But by shnei chashim the chayrish is koina. As therefore it shayach to say a migui. But over here, where the pikeach is not koina, how could you say a migui? And one more time, the Gemara is saying that even though the pikeach is not koina, but you say migui atu shnei charshin. By shnei charshin, the reason why it works is because both charshim are koina, as it shayach migui lezachi. But over here, when one's a pikeach and one's a chayrish, the pikeach's not koina, as it's not shayach migui to zochi. Mamish apella the Gemara. Tzarech bir, what is the Gemara? As in Taisis is a remez, Taisis says, da minan tre migui. Afrek Taisis minalan da minan tre migui. What does Taisis mean? Taisis means that what's the tre migui? Number one, by shnei chashin, you say migui de zachi. The other migui is it can't be that a pikeach is worse than a chayrish. As whatever works by a chayrish has to work by a pikeach. As if a chayrish could be migui de zachi for someone, as a pikeach has to be also. As does Fred the Gemara. That you should say, if a pikeach, if a chayrish could do it, even though he's a lav vardas, as migui kilu koshken avad, the pikeach could do it. Even though the chayrish there's a svar to be machalek, but the Gemara held no. It can't be that a chayrish is gonna be better than a pikeach. Very shver Gemara. That's what the Gemara is saying. Frektresis. As it comes out, you're saying migui, two migus. By a chayrish, migui de zachi. And then from a pikeach to a chayrish, you're saying a migui that a pikeach can't be worse than a chayrish. As that's two migus. As mehecha teisa, you say two migus. Rav only said one migui, migui de zachi lo nafshi. Mehecha teisa, you could say two migus. The Taisus Rashi answers, Vais Techois, the Gemara held, if you say one migu, you say two migus too. This is the Taisus Rashi, what the Shat of the Tariqs, yeah. This stage of the Gemara is Takut very shver. It's the Kivuna, but even after what Taisus explains, it's still very shver. Of Dosrek the Gemara, Dosrek the Gemara, it's migu the Shnei Tarsha. Hi, Mai. The Mai says only a Havamina, the Gemara falls away from it. Hi, Mai. Intim Ziloim Hamad Bia Mitzil Chavero, Kanach Havero, Hani Miri Hecha de Kamag, Vele Adaita de Chavre. Hi, Adaita de Kamag, Vele Yuloi Kamag, Vele Yuloi Kamag, Vele Yuloi Kamag. Over here, the only time you say it is when he wants the other person to be koyach. Over here, he doesn't want the other person to be koyach. It's a blue Rebbe Kivegas. They bring a Rebbe Kivegas and Ksav v'choysim that makes an interesting view in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, over here in Art Seer, he only did it for the other person if he was doing anyway for himself. And the only way he'd be kind is if the other person would be kinder. As therefore he had in mind the other person should be kinder too. But being that he's not kinder, as therefore he's not going to want to do it for the other person. Let's say he would say, I want the other person to be zaycha. I don't care about myself. I'm not thinking about myself. He's a tzaddik. He wants the chedesh to be zaycha. As we're doing in the Gemara, it would work. I mean, the Gemara says the reason why it doesn't work is because that's not his kavana. Of a mashma in the Gemara, that if he would taka have a kavana to do it for the other person, the taka would work. As Frekar v'kiva eger, as why isn't it moving in the Paiskim, that there's a tzir where a pikeach, if he lifts it for a cheresh, and he has in mind the cheresh should be koina, even though he's not koina, as it'll work. That's what Rebbe Kiva eger asks. It comes out of this Gemara, a chiddush. The whole taina why the pikeach v'cheresh, the cheresh is not koina, is the Gemara says it's a problem in his kavana. He's not mechaven for him to be koina. If he is mechaven for him to be koina, he's koina. As I was saying, Frekar v'kivega, we should bring down in Shulchan Aruch. By pikeach v'cheresh, does it say where you could be koina? I mean, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, pikeach v'cheresh igbiyu yachad loy koinin. Frekar v'kivega, does it say where he's koina? Where the pikeach lifts it lehedya, and he says, I'm doing it for the cheresh. That's what Rebbe Kiva is. Quite an interesting shot.
Aren't we going to Liba to Rami Barachama right now?
Yeah.
So Magbila Chayyar Chanachav here. Why is it Shver on Rabba?
Because we hold Magbila, he's asking, we hold Magbila Mitzil Chavir Chanachav here. Oh. Das Frecht, Rebbe Kiva. Yeah. As Efshi could say an interesting thing. Yeah, Shlomo. You could say that if he wants the cheresh to be koina, he has a much easier thing to do. He shouldn't pick it up and touch it b'chlal and leave the cheresh lifted up alone. Why is he coming to pick it up together with the cheresh? Obviously, because he wants to be zeichen. If he didn't want to be zeichen it, as leave the cheresh pick it up alone and the cheresh will be koina. As from the fact that he's picking it up with the cheresh, it's muchach that he wants to be kaina. Because if he wouldn't want to be kaina, as then why is he lifting it up? Leave the cheresh, lift it up alone. As in long this, Rebbe Kiva Eger is right, that if he would lift it up and have a mind for the cheresh, it would work. But practically, the Gemara is, when they're both lifting it up, that's not practical, because then he would have let the cheresh lift it up alone. That'll be a key for Ela Ema Mitosha Loikonal Pikeach Loikonal. At the end of the day, the Gemara is Masik, the Kaf Nichzak La Halacha Mitosha Loikonal Pikeach Loikonal Cherish. Break the Rishainim. What's the member of Rava? Hashadam Rabinan Migui. Because you say migui, therefore cheresh u'pikeach loikoinim, the member of Rabba doesn't read. Lamaskana, how do you meet the member of Rabba? Hash to the amrit migui, as cheresh u'pikeach loikoinim, they're loikoinim without migui. You don't need a migui to say they're not koinim. As the Taisus Rasha has the sign, enochinami, lamaskana, we change the member of Rabba. The Ramban wants to learn that Pshan in the Gemara before means being that you need a migui, therefore by a cheresh and a pikeach you won't be koina. Because you need a migui to be koina, and the pikeach is not koina. That's what the Gemara means. Hashada minan migui, and you need migui to be kaina. As chere should be keach, but not kaina. Thus is the tumahalkan of the Gemara. Break the Gemara, chitema, maishna, mishnei chershin, da'alma. Aye, so why talk is it different than two chershin that are this Gemara is Sarach Iyun Gadol, Oidaka. I mean, this Gemara, the Poshet Pshat of the Gemara is very hard, line after line. It's not heavy, long this, but Pshat. The Gemara before said, Shnei Charshin worked as Migu Dezachi. By Cheresh and Bikeach, there's no Migu Dezachi, because the Bikeach is not Kaina. We already discussed Shnei Charshin, and we already explained it's not like Shnei Charshin. As what are you asking again, Maishna Mishnei Charshin? We already explained, because by Shtei Charshin there's Migui Dezachi. And by over here there's no Migui Dezachi. What's Pshat in the Gemara? Yes. The Rishonim asked the question. The Tosfos Rosh in the Yitro Yeshanim asked the question. And they explained the Gemara like this. The Gemara is coming with a whole new angle. What's the reason why we made a takana of shtei charshin? Kedei shaloi leisi l'insuye. What was the gather? Therefore we said they have a kinyan hakbah, migu dezachi l'naf shtei zachi l'chavrei. But what was the reason of the takas? What was the reason why Chazal made the takana? Because kedei shaloi leisi l'insuye. Oy bazei, if by pikeach and cheresh, it's also Shaykh Lesi Lensuye. We should make a new takana, and we should say that there's a takana Yerzaycha even without Migu Dezachi. As why are we saying Misham Lesi Lensuye? We made a takana, and therefore Yerzaycha Misham Migu Dezachi by Shtei Charshin. We should make a whole new takana that has nothing to do with Migu Dezachi. Because Kadesh Shaloi Lesi Lensuye. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Because when the Gemara is asking Maishna Mishnei Charshin, it's not asking the Takon of Cheresh should work over here. It's asking the same way they made a Takon by Cheresh, they should have made a Takon by Cheresh and Pikeah, because you have the same problem of Shaloi Leisi Len Suye. It's how the Tosfos Rosh and the Ritual learned. Yeah. It's a very big chiddush because Neicha Teisa to make another takana. Well, that's what they're saying. Having the Gemara over there, lo yasi lentsuye. May mama pikeach lo ikani. No ikne. Yenim's not koina. I should be koina. It's not going to come to a fight. There's no reason for the takanas. They only had to make a takana by shtei farsh. Okay. This is the Gemara. Very Gemara in the pshat. Back and forth with the Gemara, very strong. The Achreinim has an interesting shine on the Gemara. Break the Achreinim. That which we say that Pikeach is not Koine is not Legambri. Harei, the Pikeach is holding a part of it in his hand. What he's holding in his hand, we had in the Sugya on Zayin Amin Aleph, it's Keman de Pasa. What is he not Koine? He's only not koina the chelik of the item that's not in his hand. But the chelik of the item that's in his hand, that's Kemanda Pasek, he's koina midinyan. Ay bazei, what does the Gemara say? It's not shayich migui, the zachi lanavshei. Zachi lechavrei, because he's not zoicha. It's not true. The bikeach is zoicha. He's zoicha in what's in his hand. Enoch Inami, he's not Zeicha in whole half of the baguette. He's only Zeicha what's in his hand. But what's in his hand, he's Zeicha to. As copy what's in his hand, where he's Zeicha to, you should say, Migu de Zachi la Nafshe, Zachi la Chavre. That's what the Achrayim is. The Yesh Lodin mitzad Shrei Taimim on the Shaila of the Achrayim. How the Yesh Lodin in the Shaila. Teretz number one, Rav Shlomo Eger says in Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph Amir Aleph, he says in Yisoid that you only say Migui on the same Mabit when it's one Chafetz. But when it's two different Chvatzim, you don't say Migui Dezachi Bechafetz Zeh, you could be Zeicha Bechafetz Acheres. It's a Svarib Shuta. the migu that you zeich in one chayfetz has nothing to do with the other chayfetz. Oibazei, what's the reason why you koin a mishum yad? Because command the posik. It's kilo you cut it off and it's a different chayfetz. As if what's in your hand is a different chayfetz, you can't say a migui from what's in your hand to the rest of the mamid, because it's command the posik. It's kilo, it's a different chayfetz.
Didn't we say
saw there's a shail in the levels of command the posik, l'inyin muxik. Of a clapping kinyan is zikr command the posik. This is the one teretz you could say. Another teretz you could say is with another klal. When do you say migu de zochi lenafshe zochi lechavrei? When you were zochi lenafshe in the same kinyan that you're doing lechavrei, lemoshel, they're both doing the hagbah together, as you want it to be one hagbah for the other person. But over here, what's in your hand, you're koina midin yad. The rest of the beged, you want to be koina midin hagbah. Hagbah is a different ma'isa kinyan than the kinyan of yad. As you can't say migu de zochi that you're doing a kinyan yad, as therefore it could be a kinyan hagbah lechaveroi. That which you're doing a kinyan yad is a different ma'isa kinyan than hagbah. The kinyan yad can't help the ma'isa, the kinyan of hagbah, to be chal. This is Lechoya, two Mahalkim to explain. You don't say Migu mi Mamin la Mamin, and you don't say Migu mi Kinyan la Kinyan. This is Lechoya.
Isn't it enough to say he's a Baldover? So then, like your Vashka, as long as he's a Baldover, then you should say.
But it has to be a Baldover in the same Inyan. That would be a Baldover either in a Mamin Acher, or you're a Baldover in a Kinyan Acher. That's what I'll help with this.
How do we know his Kinyan is a Kinyan Yad and not a Kinyan Akbar?
Because it's in his hand. What do you mean? What's in his hand? He's koina midin yad.
By shnei chroshim, we say they koina because they each doing a zachin to each other, not because.
By shnei chroshim, we're talking about because they want to be koina the rest of the beggar, even what's not in their hand. But what's in their hand, they koina midin yad. It's not different than a chotzer. You're koina with chotzer. It's in your rishos. Yada is your rishos. Where do you learn chotzer from? Yad. So they love. Therefore, it's a kinyan. Okay. This is the okay. That's the sugya of chelish and bikeach. Let's go to less chelish of the sugya now. Amalei Ravacha, Rei de Ravada, the Ravashi, Yuka de Rami bar Chama made. Inem ami Reisha, Shlaim Oyes in the Talis, Hasam hai Kama Kula Shali Vano Agbata Kula, Vahai Oma Kula Shali Vano Agbata Kula. And the mehadik kani zemakula shali zemakula shali asul lameli. And the mishni yisei rashmami na magbir mitzila chaveira kana chaveira. But kim the reisha the mitzia b'seikel b'mekachu memka. Because there's no mishna yisei. Today we want to focus in on Rashi's malachim nesugi. It's two malachim nesugi. Rashi and the reisha. Today we'll focus in on Rashi. Rashi says. As what's the reason for the chalukah? Because each one's tiny kula shali. So the Gemara. As I was saying, you don't have to come on to Magbiya Mitzia Lechaveira. Because the reason why you're Zeicha is because it's Tzad Sofik of Kula Shali. So the Gemara of Mi Mishnah Yiseira. So Rashi, Mishum Hochi Amrinan Yachloiku, the Amrinan Shnei Migbiyu, and it's Mamin Hamutal Vesafik Cholpe. As this Rashi is a reason Gechidish Yimshah. But derech klal, when you have a Mishnah Yisera, it's coming to be marba a different seer. It's not coming to change what pshat in the Mishnah is. And we'll see other Rishayim learn pshat in Mishnah Yisera over here, that it means the Mishnah Yisera is coming to be medayik. What's it in when two people lift it up, even though the Mishnah is not talking about it? That's the pashat of pshat in Mishnah Yisera. Rashi over here, this Mishnah Yisera does a mapecha. The Mishnah Yisera is changing the pshat in the Chalukah and the Mishnah. Until now, we were learning the Chalukah is one way, and Mishnah Yisera is teaching us there's a different kind of Chalukah. What is the Svei Dinim of Chalukah? Azak Rashi, Umishim Hachi Amrinan Yachloiku, the Amrinan Shteyen. The Gemara is saying the Mishnah Yisera is coming to teach us that we're toila. When this guy says kula shali and this one says kula shali, what are we tining? The psak is they lifted it together, and that's why it belongs to both of them. That's why we're making chaluk in the Mishnah, because we say both of them are wrong. It's not kula shali, it's not kula shali, but they lifted it together, and that's why we're making chalukah. Before the Mishnah Yisera, how did we learn the chalukah? Zok Rashi, before we learned it was because of their tainus of zema kula shali, v'zema kula shali. And why are you cholkin? Because it's mamun hamutah b'safik, v'cholkin b'shvua, yishum shelo yikolechon holet v'toikiv, Hashamina Lemi Resha. If that's the time of the Chalukah, we already would have understood that from the Resha. As the Sefer is coming to teach me, there's a new time to make Chalukah. Wow. This Rashi is like a Reza Yechidish in the Mishnah. We thought we learned all the sugyas of Chalukah in the Mishnah. We had all the Pshat in there. We come to Rashi over here. Rashi's Machadish. There's two ways of learning in the Mishnah, what the Chaluk is. And they're both true, because there's a Mishnah Yisera to tell us another way of learning. One is because Mamin Amutal Besafik. And number two, because with Toilet that they both picked it up together. When this one says Kulashali and this one says Kulashali, as Bezin thinks in, how could they have such a fight? Must be they lifted it up together and they made a mistake, because we assume what really happened was each one picked up here. Yeah. Know why we paskin that way. Oh, but that's what Rashi says. As there's a gavaldik diuk in Rashi. This Rashi, this habayesh livnaisis. Let's go step by step. Rashi says, if the time is mishum mamin amutu b'savik cholkin b'shvua, as the shvua is shelo yeh kolechad hoyles v'toykiv kidamina le'el on daf gimel. So he had it on daf hey on mit beis. Why does Rashi bring in what the reason for the Shavuah is? What does it have to do with our sugya? Our sugya is talking about what the Chalukah is. Our sugya is not talking about what the Shavuah is. As why is Rashi bringing in that the Shavuah is shelo yeh kolechad hoylech v'toykiv? What is it negeya to our sugya? That's what Rav Nochum asked on Rashi. L'choira, mukhach from Rashi, that lefi the Mishnah Yisera, the Shavuah is not shelo yikolechad hoylech v'toykiv. It's for a different reason. Rashi's meduyik only lefi the Havamina before the Mishnah Yisera, that the Chalukah is not mishum, if the Chalukah is mishum mamra mota b'safik, that's like Rabbi Yechanan. But lefi the Mishnah Yisera, then the Chalukah is not mishum Rabbi Yechanan. The Shavuah is not mishum Rabbi Yechanan. So what's the Shavuah? As Rav Nachum said, we had a Rabbeinu Peretz and a Ritva on Beis Amid Beis, that there's a Shavuah Kedei Levaris HaSafik. That when you Zaycha, because of your Taina in the Safik, you have to strengthen your Taina. You have to be Mevar, your Taina is the Emes Lika Taina. As the Shavuah is Kedei Levar, the Safik means Kedei Levar, that what you're Taining is true in the Safik. As lefi the Chalukah midin Mishnah Yisera, as then if the Chalukah is mishum the Mishnah Yisera, then the Shavuah is mitamacha. But if the Chalukah is midin, because we're saying it's a moment amutah b'safik, and because taina of kula shali, then it's mishum hoylech v'toykev. As then it's taka like Rabbi Yechon shelo yikolechad hoylech v'toykev. And the svar is pashit, because if we're choylik, because we say each one was magbiya biyachat, then we're not choyshish for a choylik for toikim. Because the shvua can't be like Rabbi Yechanan. Oh. As this is the Rashi. as this Rashi Rav Nochum made into the Rashi of Bava Mitzvah. Rashi over here says the Chalukah in the Mishnah is Mishamamin Amutal B'Safek Chol. Rav Chanan, his big Rebbe, Rav Chanan, was Chayke. What's the Chalukah in the Mishnah? Is it Midin Safek? Is it Midin Vada? As Rav Nochum said, he has a Rashi that Rav Chanan didn't bring. Yeah. It's kemat impossible to do such a thing. Rav Chanan had every Rashi in his back pocket, forwards and backwards. Yeah. The chaluk is midin safik. Why didn't the rest of the world before Rav Nochum bring this Rashi? All the gedolei Rashi Shivas in the Torah before Rav Nochum are clearing chaluk midin safik muchsik. I'm a furish Rashi. As when you learn the Rashi bin Primoi yesh lobi. Rashi saying the hava min of the Gemara was the chalukas midin mamen amutal b'safik cholkin. Aber the Mishnah Yisera teaches you a different shot in the chaluka. As l'chayre falls away from Nachum's diuk from the Rashi. Hare, this is all the hava mina before the Mishnah Yisera. Aber once you have the Mishnah Yisera, as now the chalukah is mitam macher, it's not midin mamen amutal b'safik cholkin. Kach es mefurish in Rashi. As what could it be? Yeah, you can figure it out yourself. But it's not midin mamen amutal b'safik cholkin. Until now, we put it down as like ironclad that that's what Rashi holds. L'chari, you see the Rashi is not shvel. As you have to keep ahead for cheshbon im shas. That's if there's a Mishnah Yisera. But the Gemara says there is no Mishnah Yisera. As the Diyak Lamaskon is not from the Mishnah Yisera. As if there's no Mishnah Yisera, as Rashi says, the Chalukah is Midin Maman Amutu B'Safik Cholkin. As Lefi said, there are those that Ritz wrote Svarim, Keneged Rav Nochum, that this Rashi is not a Raya, it's only a Havamina Rav Nochum missed the boat. And that's because they didn't learn the Gemara. Yeah. Rashi, the Pasha, the Cheshbon in Rashi is if there would have been a Mishnah Yisera to teach us Magdiya Mitzir Lechaveroi, we would have said the Chaluk is not Mitam Maman Amutal B'Safek Cholkin. Lamaisa, we say there is no Mishnah Yisera. The Raya is Bishman Sheshnei Amaydim, where there's no Mishnah Yisera. We learn the Raya is from Maman Amutal B'Safek Cholkin. That's the Chalukah of the Mishnah. And Rav Nochum has a Diyak that way because Rashi says that if you learn Maman Amutal B'Safek Cholkin, the Shvuah is Midin Rav Yechanan. What do we have on Daf Hei Amud Beis? The Shvuah is Midin Rav Yechanan. As Eibazeh, it's Mura from the Gemara on Hey Amid Beis that it says the Shvuah is Mishum Reb Yechanan, that the Chalukah in the Mishnah is Mishum Amen Amutal B'Safek Cholkin. As a Mela, that's why Reb Nochum, it's two together, the word of Reb Nochum, because you need the second Diyak that Reb Yechanan is only in the time of Amen Amutal B'Safek Cholkin. As being that we're bringing Reb Yechanan all along, that means the Chalukah in the Mishnah is Mishum Amen Amutal B'Safek Cholkin. Bavinish V, that's why people weren't aiming on it, because they kilo understood, or Nochum wants to say misunderstood Rashi, that it was only a Havamin. It changes. That's what Nochum is signing. No, because that's only if there is a Mishnah Yisera, it changes the Din Chaluk. Avalamaskana, the Mishnah Yisera is coming to teach us Mekachum Memkak. As we have from here, the Chaluk in the Mishnah is Midin Safik. This was Reb Nochum's big Rashi in Bamutsia. He was Mefarsim, and Al Nosu's Kilo of the Bun. The Meiser of Nochum added, Mamet Amutu Mesafik Cholkin, Das is Sumchis. We all like the Rabbanon, Moitzi Michavera Yalav Araya. What's found in Rashi? How could Rashi be mitic the words of Sumchis? Mamet Amutu Mesafik Cholkin, it's Mamish the words of Sumchis. I read the Rabbanon Acholik on Sumchis. Zokr Nochum, Vais the Chois Rashi learns Zemuchzik Bakulai, Vizemuchzik Bakulai. Udulai Karamban that we had on that vav. Zemuksik Yosef Bechetzi. Zemuksik Yosef Bechetzi. Udulai Ketaisis on Bezam and Aleph. Zemuksik Yosef Bechetzi. Mishamanan Sadi. Zemuksik Yosef Bechetzi. Rashi holds like the side of his Rebbe, Rebbe Hanan, that Zemuksik Bekulai, the Zemuksik Bekulai. And I'm not going to go to Raya from Rashi on Bezam and Bezlexi. As when Mele Rashi holds, being that there is no person more muchzik than the other one, a sumchis is moide. I'm sorry, the chachamim are moide to sumchis. Momer amutu b'safi cholkin. When are the chachamim cholkin? When there's a muchzik, as then the chachamim say moitzim chavel v'raya. But when each one is muchzik b'shove, not one is muchzik more than the other one. As Chazanu, even the Chachamim are moide to sumchis of Mamen Amutal B'Savik Cholkin. Where was his raya? Each one is muchzik v'kulay. Because Rashi says, if the din would have been moitzi mechaveroi olav araya, Rashi on Beis Amid Beis says the din would have been yehei munach. Because each one is muchzik v'kulay. As a mele, that's machayev yehei munach. We can't, not that we would split it half and half. Okay, this is chelik number one. Zakrav Nochom, but Tosis is muchach, that Tosis is chelik on Rashi. Because Tosis in Baba Kama, Dav Lamed Amid Bey, says that the din of Sumchis of Maman Amutal B'Safi Chokin is only by a Drara. Belitai Nisayim, Yesh Safik Lebezde. But by something that's not a Drara, the Mamayna. You don't have the din of Sumchas. And Tosis brings a raya, because in like Kane, us, I could walk over to the next person and say, I really like your coat. It's mine. And Balacha, we don't say Moitzi Michabel Varaya, as it'll be Cholkin. As I can mamish walk over to everyone. I can walk over to everyone according to Sumchas. You don't say Maitzim Rabbi Alvaray. As every time I walk over to someone, I can make chaluk on everything the person has. As must be, he only said it, Bedrara de Mamayna, what's up, Shach? Because Jarar de Mamayna is a real suffix. Alpitainas, it's not a suffix. He said, Momen Amutab is suffix, Cholkin. It's only when it's a Jarar de Mamayna. As what's shot in Rashi, the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis, Yeshnai Moichsin, is not a Jarar de Mamayna. As how could Rashi say, is Momen Amutab is suffix in our Mishnah? On that, Rav Nochum said, Rashi the Shitasai on the Vav Amud Aleph, that Rashi learns the Mishnah is called Drara. It is called a Makam Mestapik, that you have the din of Sumchis, and the Gemara of Nisuch Basruch. The Shita is Medayik from Rashi, that the answer to Tosis's question is, when I walk over to you and I say, your chayfetz is mine, I don't have any tzad in the suffix. I just have a timer, but besides that, I have nothing. That doesn't make a suffix. But when two people are muksik on something, that itself creates a suffix. As when I'm tining over here, it's chal a suffix, and shayach the din of sumchis of momen amutal b'suffix. As that was the mahalach of Rav Nochum and Rashi. Number one, being biyasid that Rashi's even the maskana. And number two, the other knach is that you see in Rashi the din of sumchis is shayach over here. Even though it's not a drara din reminder, because it's chal b'safik. And the other knach that, because Rashi holds tavayu b'safik. This is the Buddha. We touched on it in different sugyas. Now that we're learning the sugya, we put it all together. As thus is them chelik of Rashi. Praise Hashem, we're going to stop over here. Tomorrow we'll finish the sugya. We'll see the mahalach of the Ramban. Shver and mahalach. Rather, the Olam should sit on it for a day and then just say it over. And the Olam should look at the Ramban. There's another one at the end of the sugya. Also, the news work. Mamashim Pshat. A hard sugya to work it through. As a... Stop over here.